John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
And when it comes to dating and relationships and just being out in the scene, I think in a lot of cases, maybe if you're in the scene, you're too close to it so you don't have a good perspective on it. There's that word again. But producer Tracy went out over the weekend, and she's seeing things while she's out. And she's in a relationship right now, so She may be seeing things that women and guys aren't seeing because they're just too close to the situation.
Thank God I am not single anymore. Because my friend Maggie is, so like my assignment lately has been to go out with her and kind of be like her wing woman. And seriously, guys, every guy needs to take a step back and kind of look at themselves and ask, am I cheesy? Because 90% of you guys are. It's gotten insane. Like, I went to East Andrews this past weekend, and just some of the observations I made there combined with some of the observations I made at our beach party. And we have a lot of good-looking guys that come to our events. But a lot of you guys come on.
Now, isn't cheesy in the eye of the beholder, though? Like, what you might find cheesy, somebody else will find totally hot?
That's the phrase. Cheesy is in the eye of the beholder.
For example, it is never okay to wear a visor upside down. Just stupid.
Yeah, you're right.
Even at a beach party?
Well, wear it right side up. Like, what's wrong with wearing it normal?
Yeah.
Because wearing it upside down says I'm a little bit rebellious and I'm kind of a bad boy.
Right. What about backwards and upside down?
Well, you got to shave the back of your neck when you're at night.
At a party.
And it's upside down because...
He's dyslexic.
Ah.
I don't know.
Along the same lines, cutting off the sleeves of your t-shirt does not mean you have big muscles.
I never thought that was a good look for a guy to have it, to cut off sleeves and then once they cut the sleeves off the shirt shows. I mean, it's just so redneck.
Yeah, it comes way down too far where you can kind of see the gut on the side. That's not pretty.
It's redneck.
It is never okay to give a woman a high five just because you think she's hot.
Who does that? Where did that happen?
This happened Tom Friday
Cruise.
Night. This guy walks out of. This guy walks by my friend Maggie, looks her up and down, and then goes, like, sticks his hand up in the air, like, "Oh, I look like what I see, so give me a high five." I was like, "Are you kidding me?" It is not okay to throw your hands in the air like this and rock out to a guy in the corner doing covers of Bryan Adams. Like, that's not a good look.
When is it ever a good look to do that, the rock out?
To do kind of the split finger thing?
In a rock concert.
The devil horns.
Like, you know, if you're at an Aussie show, go for it.
Right.
And that's it.
If you're at a hardcore, you know, one of our sister station rock bands, classic rock, whatever, go for it.
But
if
a small venue, regardless
of
who's playing.
Cover of Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be like, you have to be like in your 40s and there for Loverboy or something to be doing something like that. Head down.
Yeah, no.
Or you've got to be in high school hanging out the top of a limo for prom.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, he tried to justify it like, "That's the best song ever written right there, man." And I'm like, "Dude, you're the only guy, like, rocking out." It's Bryan Adams, and it's not even the real guy.
Yeah, not hot. That right there, not hot.
Okay, this goes back to the beach party. Please be very careful with the sandals you choose, because those can go from beachy to dorky really quickly.
Oh, my God.
Jen and Jeff have said the same thing. Like, I wear sandals every day to work, and it drives them crazy.
No, it doesn't drive me crazy, because you kind of got the California thing going on, but a friend of mine will not date a guy who wears mandals. She calls them mandals because they're man sandals.
These are mandals.
Here's a really good tip. If they have a buckle on them, it's not okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
A buckle makes it a mandal.
Or I think more than two straps. Like, flip-flops are okay, and then maybe if you're going to do a sandal and you have a basic one, and maybe it goes behind the heel, but even I have an issue with that. Like, but if you're wearing sandals, you better be the Lord and Savior.
You better be walking across the desert.
Sure. No, walking in desert, no. Water, yes.
Like, I think flip-flops okay as long as they are, like, event appropriate.
Yeah.
And as long as they aren't, like, 25 years old, like Michael Checkaways, that are basically, like, skinnier than a penny. Because
his are all new.
So long.
He goes to Walmart every season and stacks up on new ones.
All right, don't...
Dude, no, shut up. These are J. Crew.
Dude, stop talking about me on the radio. I'm never going to have sex again. No, you were never going to have sex anyway.
It's not the radio, son.
Don't sculpt your sideburns. Like, if you're going to have sideburns, fine. But if you shape them, like, that's bad.
People are still doing that? Like, that whole...
Now, wait,
color
didn't
me
Phil
bad.
Do this for a while where he had, like, the Backstreet Boys chin thing going on? Like, where he had, like, the hair along, like, from the
right,
side
to jawline. Define his jawline?
Yeah, to define the jawline because he was afraid of the little double situation happening.
Well, I saw two guys that had it so it almost, like, defined their cheekbone to where, like, it yeah. came down like this and, like, there was, like, a peak, like, it, like, went all the way to, like, right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's bad.
Don't shape them. Like, if you're going to have them, fine. And be really, really careful not to look like Dylan from 90210. Like, that's a little too long at that point.
Creative facial hair. It's yeah. not good for a guy.
Yeah. Just, that's not a place to get creative with the art.
Yeah.
Just with the facial hair.
And wear clothes that fit you. Like, is it too much to ask to find a shirt that's not too tight and pants that aren't too baggy? Like, that's not a good look.
Weren't you saying at the Buckhead Beach party also, this wasn't necessarily a cheese factor, but like, when guys bring other girls, like friends with them, like you're never sure as a girl if you should approach them or not?
It's not even... You don't know if you should approach them. Like, if you're a single guy and you're going out, like, if there's any girl in your group, girls aren't going to approach you. So, like, if you're a single guy and you're going out with your best friend and his girlfriend and the three of you are standing there talking, if I were single or my friends who are single, we're not going to walk up to you because even though that girl's not yours, she's still going to judge you and kind of look at you. So it's just kind of the intimidation factor. So if you're not willing to walk out and talk to other girls, don't just stand there with any other female in your group.
And there's a deciphering factor, like, okay, which one is she with?
Right.
Like,
right.
is she with him or is she with him? And then there's, like, way too much analysis that has to go into it for you to approach that group.
And if you want to make $1 million and you're a woman, it just dawns on me, you know what? Get, like, a whole group of really cool women together that guys can hire to come over your house right before you leave to go out and tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong.
Dating coaches.
A dating coach.
Uh-huh.
And go out with you for a couple of hours just to hang with you and tell you what you're doing right and tell you what you're doing wrong.
Uh-oh, look at Creative Facial Hair just walked in.
Hey, Jebediah, what's going on?
After listening to this list, I realized I could go off and put a check mark by every single thing on this list. Everything on this list I have either
done. You have high-fived a good-looking woman because she's hot.
Yes, I bought a visor 2 weeks ago. I'm wearing flip-flops today. I am wearing bad facial hair today. Everything on this list I have done. Cut off the sleeves on a shirt.
Why?
He's
done it. Been there.
Why did you cut the sleeves off your shirt?
Because he's redneck.
I thought it would be funny, and it kind of backfired on me. It was at the bowling thing that we did.
You know what we need to do is we need to put a picture up of Phil up on the website doing every offense you just mentioned all at the same time and stick it up there on Friday and say if you're doing any one of these things with like little arrows pointed to all the offenses, then chances are pretty good you're not going to do so great this weekend.
Can I give you one more and see if Phil does it?
Yeah.
Don't give yourself a nickname. My friend Maggie got hit on by two different guys. One called himself the King. The other called himself G.
My name's George, but my friends call me G.
I think Phil. I think that's acceptable.
Wasn't George. It didn't even start with a G. It was like, I don't know, John or something, but my friends call me G.
I think the problem is, hi, my name's George, but I like to call myself G. You can call me that, too.
The Edge. you have yourself a nickname?
Yes.
Oh, no, dude.
I can't say that, but G-Dog. I've gone out and been G-Dog before.
You are one walking cheese offense. You are.
G-Dog.
655.
You gotta get kicked in the
nuts. The Burt Show.
Everybody wants the romantic story on how they met. Everybody wants to be able to tell that tale.
Right.
You know, when you've been with each other for 20 years, the most romantic story ever is the way we met. But the truth is, sometimes it's just not that romantic, right. You know? We are going to call this Burt Show listener Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, you're on the voice disguiser.
Good. Well, ours actually is not romantic at all. I was new to Georgia, and one of my girlfriends said, hey, you should try one of those, you know, chat lines, you know, at night, Friday night, Saturday night. They say 1-800, you want to meet somebody, this and that. And, you know, so me and my girlfriend were like, yeah, we'll call. We'll leave a, you know, personal message and have people, you know, reply. So my current husband had actually replied one day, and we talked for a while, and then we met and started dating and everything, and then he got around to inviting me with his family and his friends. So I'm like, well, you know, what are we going to tell him? Because the only people who knew the truth was my best friend and his best friend.
Right.
So he's like, oh, I already have to take care of him. I told him that we met at the mall. And then I saw you, and I came over, and we started talking, and now we've been married for 5 years. We've got two kids, and our parents, his parents, my parents, families, friends, other than our best friends, think we met at the mall.
Awesome. Good for you.
That's awesome. Great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of chat line is this? Are these a lot like those chat rooms?
Like the Lava Life, you know, the ones at night, like on TV, 1-800.
Yeah.
Such and such, you know, and they show this woman getting home from work, and
yeah.
She wants to see what, you know, they say, see what John is doing. He's a such and such, you know. I know you've seen him, Bert. Don't play.
Yeah, I have seen him. I've never called, but I have definitely seen him. Yeah.
Now, what, like, when you, like, you say, you just say you met at the mall, like, what is, does anybody grill you even more? Like, oh, what were you, like, what a coincidence? Like, does it ever get uncomfortable that people want too many details?
No, it's just that you gotta remember, you gotta stick to the story, you know what I mean? You gotta remember, oh yeah, okay, we met at this mall, and you know, maybe what I was doing or something, but yeah, you can't end up changing up and say, oh yeah, we were at a club and met or something, because they're gonna be like, didn't y'all say y'all met at a mall?
See, now I'm trying
to... Even my kids, oh my God, they've asked before, my son has asked, and... You know, we kind of look at each other, and yeah, mommy and daddy met at a mall.
So I'm trying to think now of the telltale signs when I meet a couple and ask them how they met. I want to see the signs of whether they're lying to me or not. Is that when they look at each other a lot, trying to, you know, get their story straight?
Probably. I'd say we do a lot of eye contact and probably even a smirk towards each other.
All right.
Or if you hear the line, oh, the details are too boring, you don't want to hear them.
That means that they can't remember it.
Like you met on a chat line in the middle of the damn night. Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser also.
Okay. My situation is just a little funky. I was a stripper, and none of my friends, my parents didn't know anything about it. I was doing it on the weekends, paying for school, and I met a guy while I was working, and we've been dating for about a year now. And I've told all my friends and my parents that we met at the bookstore.
The bookstore. Now, I am really curious. So you're stripping. This guy,
he's tipping very well. He's coming in. He's buying drinks. I'm not an alcoholic. He's tipping. He hung around when the club was over, and I'm packing up, and I'm paying the house mom and my bar fee and things of that nature, and he hung around, we exchanged phone numbers, and he gave me the simple line of, I respect you for what you're doing, you're paying yourself in school, and this, that, and the other, and I fell for it, and we've been dating for a year now.
So it works, because you've just encouraged all guys to go to strip clubs, and I know she's in love with me if I just hang around.
Not necessarily. I think he was a genuinely sincere person. We still go to strip clubs. I don't dance anymore, but we still go to strip clubs. And I've got my trust in him. It's not 100%. It's 99.9%. But never put anything past a man. So, you know, if he picks me up, I'm sure he'll pick other women up. But I'm good. I mean, one good year. The only glitch is he says that we met at Borders, and I say that we met at Barnes & Noble.
Got to get on the same page.
People catch on to that, but it's all good.
Thank you for calling. We had one call that dropped out. They met at a mental institution.
Oh, no.
And they tell people that they met at Piedmont Park.
Oh, yeah. You got to lie about that.
Could
one.
Could be close. I mean, yeah, same difference, right?
There are parts of Piedmont Park that make you, you know, think it's a mental institution. I didn't think I had to finish that. I thought you knew where I was going.
Hey, Shelly.
Hello.
What's up?
Is this still Voice Disguiser?
Okay. I don't think so. You don't need to be on the Voice Disguiser.
I'm a product answer.
My husband came in to play pool, and I looked at his butt and his Levi's, and I said, I'm going to marry that man. So I took him home. I used him. I abused him. I sent him home with my phone number, but then I got my number changed like 2 days later. So then he came back into the club, and maybe about 5 months later, I was up on stage, and we've been together ever since.
Is that right? And what's the story you tell everybody?
We just met in a club.
Just in a club.
In a club, yeah.
In a dance club.
Because that's when you have the conversation, okay, we're not really lying if we say a club.
Right,
you
know? Just make it very broad.
Right.
And I was dancing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a book, and that's why we say bookstore, because right. there's a phone book
right.
in the room.
So we're not lying.
For sale. Right, and you could buy it. I mean, you could buy anything there, so... We're in a bookstore.
Now, Jen, you said you and Ryan have one of these?
Yeah, it's one of the first things he ever said to me, aside from, hi, what's your name, is really embarrassing. So oftentimes, like with parents and, you know, friends that you're really trying to impress, you like leave out this line, but he goes, you want a shot of Jaeger? That was like one of the first things he ever said to me. And I knew. I was smitten from there on mm-hmm. out.
And this is like Florida a great love. Case right here of if you're good looking, you can get away with saying anything. And all of a sudden it becomes a great line.
Yeah, it's kind of an embarrassing line. But yeah,
it got you.
Yeah.
It worked.
We'll need the voice disguiser for this one. Good morning. We'll call you Sandy. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Hopefully, I am on the voice disguiser.
You are.
Well.
You are.
Well, this is a pretty crazy story. I was married at the time, and my husband and I were pretty wild. We were at a swing club, and we ran into a girl that we had known for a while, and she was with her new boyfriend. And just really great guy. For some reason, I was just drawn to him and wanting to talk to him.
You're smitten.
And I even said to her, wow, this is your new boyfriend. I really like him a lot more than your last boyfriend. He's a great guy. And I just, you know, hung out with him a lot. We hung out with him, talking. But this person always stood out in my mind. I mean, I thought about him a lot. My husband and I ended up having some problems. We ended up going through a separation and we're now divorced. But when I was ready to start dating again, I went on Match.com, and one of the first person I met was him. However, I didn't realize it because it had been a while. It had been like a year since I had seen him, and after our first conversation, he called me and said, I think we know each other, and it turns out it was him.
So you met at the swingers club, and what do you tell people?
What do we tell people? We just tell people that we met at a mutual... at a party of a mutual friend.
So there's a thin line there. Yeah.
That line always comes up in when you're, you know, plotting what you're going to say. But we're not really lying.
Yeah, it's a party with friends.
Yeah, it's not an out-and-out lie. Yeah. We didn't meet at a party. It was just a
version of the truth.
Sure.
It was just a party where everybody has sex with everybody else. But it was a party nonetheless.
We'll leave that out.
Yeah, we'll leave that out.
The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So if you were watching the news yesterday, of course you saw this.
John, I'm truly sorry for my actions. I just want to thank the Gwinnett County and the city of Duluth for all of their efforts.
Jennifer Wilbanks in court yesterday.
Yeah. It was the first time she apologized. I mean, what we just heard was the first time she's ever come out publicly and said she was sorry. And she pleaded no contest, of course, that felony charge, making false statements to police. And so what she was sentenced with was 2 years probation, 120 hours of community service. And she also has to pay Gwinnett County about $2,500 in restitution on top of the over $13,000 she already has to pay the city of Duluth. So no jail time for Wilbanks.
So I'm watching her show up at the courthouse yesterday, and I can't help but notice that she's got that big old rock still on her finger.
God. Mm-hmm.
So this thing has only been postponed. It has not been called off. And if you saw any of the footage yesterday, as Jennifer Wilbanks is walking out of the courthouse, there are like 40 guys with cameras, news dudes, in her face, screaming out questions, you know? And there's her fiancé, John, I'm a fool. I forget his last name.
John Dumas. John, I think it's pronounced Dumas.
It's Dumas.
No, it's Dumas.
It's Dumas, man. It's Dumas. So there he is, and they're shouting, these press people are shouting out, is the wedding still on? Is the wedding still on? Now, he wouldn't confirm or deny it yesterday, but weeks ago he said he was sticking by his woman.
Are you still an idiot? Are you still an idiot?
They were holding hands, walking out of the courtroom. And it's funny, even like when you hear TV news cover this today, I heard one reporter talk about, and she was twirling her engagement ring as she heard the sentence come down from the judge. I mean, everybody was taking pictures of her in that engagement ring. So
I want to take the angle of his friends for just a second. I want you guys to put yourself in the position of his friends, okay? Because all of his friends at one point or another now are going, I can't believe this dude is taking her back.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way. I mean, what else could she do to prove to you, dude, that you shouldn't be marrying her? So what I want to ask you guys listening is, I can't believe she or he took him or her back after blank. So okay. Like maybe you have a friend that was in this relationship with a guy or a woman, and they did something so bad that you were for sure like, this relationship can't go on.
Right.
And she or he ended up taking her back. Because in this case, his friends must have said to him a million times, dude, you know what's going to happen here. What are you doing? You can't take her back.
Right.
And he's holding steady. He's like, oh, you know what? You don't know the Jennifer Wilbanks that I know. Mm-hmm. This is a good woman. So answer this question. I can't believe she took him back after blank. Now, what were you going to say?
No, I'm trying to think of stories because I know that I've got, I mean, there's so many of these out there.
I've been in this position. I've been that guy. Like I told you about that party I'm having. I'm living in Maryland. I'm having a party. My girlfriend is there, Chandra. Crazy bitch. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to some girl at my own party and I'm hammered. It's 12:30, 1 o'clock. And I see out of the corner of my eye, Chandra literally sprint down a flight of stairs, runs across the room and cold cocks me in front of all my friends. My knees buckle, but I'm not going down. I just got hit by a woman. And so, I mean, it turns into like this stupid white trash brawl where I like tackle her on the stairs. I got my hands around her neck. It's just drama, you know? And the next day, what do? We've got a vacation planned to the Outer Banks. I get in the car. She gets in the car. And we leave for the Outer Banks together.
Go on vacation after that.
We go on vacation. And all my friends, I'm sure, are like, I can't believe he took her back after that. She just punched him in front of all his boys. What are you doing?
Can you imagine what this guy, John Dumbass, would have to say? To his friends to be a groomsman in that wedding?
I don't know how.
Like, can you imagine being like, dude, you got to go get fitted for your tux because I'm going to marry her this weekend. And they'd be like, you're going to what?
Right.
I have to what?
Like, you have to
participate in this?
You have to talk him. Like, I mean, I think, you know who would be a better interview than John Dumas?
Dumas.
His best man, Peter Friend of Dumas. And like, it's Friendy Dumas. It's like that guy, because that guy, it's his job.
Right.
If you are John Mason's best friend, then you should cut off your genitals with a dull butter knife because you're not doing your job as a man. You need to tell him and his born-again virgin ass that he is no business marrying fake boobs, scared of flash, crazy eyes girl.
Hey, Bryce, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, you can't believe he or she took her or him back after...
My friend Sam, girlfriend in high school, stabbed him in his throat with a pair of scissors.
Oh, God.
And she thought he was cheating on her. And then he took her back and they got married.
No!
Yes.
He got stabbed in the neck by her with a pair of scissors.
Yep.
And he still married her?
Still married her.
Let me ask you a question. Did the collar cover the scar in his neck from her, you know, her stabbing?
A little bit.
Oh my gosh.
404-741-1005. Now, did you ever at one point or another say, dude, what is up?
Oh, we were saying that for years. Because she was that crazy all the time. But when the scissors accident happened, we were like, yo, come on.
Now, when you're dating, you're in your courting period. It never gets any better than that.
Yeah.
So if she's stabbing you in the neck during the courting period,
right,
what is she going to do 5 years into the relationship?
Exactly. She's sitting in the kitchen with a gun the next time.
Serious.
Are they still married?
Yep.
How many years?
About 12 now.
12 years.
Oh my God. Does he call it like his wound of love when people ask him about it on his neck? Or what does he say?
Dude, do you have a tracheotomy? No.
He tries not to talk about it, but when he's around us, we know, we look at him funny, and he just says, leave me alone.
Dude, how depressing is this if you're listening to this and you were married 4 years and you got divorced? And you're listening to this story, and you're like, I can't believe the couple that got stabbed in the neck before they got engaged has lasted longer than we did. Crystal, good morning. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
Yes, I have a best friend who, her boyfriend beat her up 3 times.
Oh, no.
And they just decided to, he asked her to move to Texas. So she is up and packing all her stuff, moving to Texas, and maybe getting married in a month.
No. Are you kidding? He beat her up 3 times. She's still in the relationship and going to get married to this guy.
Yep.
Unreal. Unreal.
That's so sad.
Can't have fun with that one.
Mm-mm.
But we can have fun with the scissors in the neck.
I know. What is the difference? But yeah, I don't know.
Just any injury to the throat is funny.
And it happened to a guy.
Yeah, when it happens to a guy, it's not as, I don't know.
If something happens to your larynx, to your...
But if the guy had stabbed thorax. The girl, it would be as funny.
Is it thorax in your neck, or is that the center part of an ant?
No,
isn't that a Dr. Seuss thing?
No, that's the Lorax.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Steve. Steve.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. I can't believe he or she took her or him back after what?
I was the one who got taken back. And back when I was dating my ex-girlfriend, we were about 2 years into the relationship. And we went on this big, huge, like, family camping trip. And I slept with her mom.
Oh, dude.
No, you did not. And she took you back?
She took me back.
For how long?
We ended up dating for like another year.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Did she take you to any more family functions after that?
No. Well, I mean, you know, this is the usual like birthdays and stuff like that. But
how did you talk her into coming back?
You know, I mean, when she found out, it was one of the situations where I was just kind of realistic about it, and I said, "Hey, if it ends, it ends, and that's my own stupid fault for doing it." But she was like, "No, we're gonna stick this out," and I'm like, "All right." Whatever.
Wow.
See, that was her cruel joke to you right there. I'm going to make your life freaking miserable for the next year, you son of a minute.
So when you go get around her mom and stuff like that, like, do you hug hello or do you French kiss? Like,
do you fill her up every time you come over?
It was awkward for a good long time, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no doubt, dude.
And when it's happening, like when you're actually with her mom, in your mind, are you like, I'm going up my girlfriend's mom's shirt. I'm going up my girlfriend's mom's shirt. I'm on my girlfriend's mom's shirt.
Her mom's really attractive, so I didn't feel too bad about it when it was happening.
When you pull off something like that and she takes you back, you must feel like I can do anything I want in this relationship and she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you get that mindset. So, I mean, I felt bad. I felt really bad for a long time. But
you know what? You know who's famous and gonna do this?
Who?
Kevin Federline.
Yeah, yeah.
He is gonna sleep with Britney's mom.
Yeah, and she'll take him back.
Yep. Our little sister.
Ew! You're right.
What's her name?
Jamie Lynn.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyone named Jamie Lynn's gonna get in on some drama.
Why do you have to say it with an accent?
Because that's how they say it. They're from Louisiana.
Good morning, Erica. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a good friend of mine who's been with a guy for 9 years, and actually she had a baby by another guy who's going to get married.
She had a baby by another guy?
Another guy, and they've been together for 9 years, and he stayed with her, and they're getting married this year.
God. And he's going to raise that kid.
Yep.
Huh. That's it.
Just a constant reminder that boy's name is going to be middle finger. Hey, Stacy. Stace?
Hi, good morning, Virtue. I love the show.
Thank you.
Hi, I just had to make a comment. The guy that I'm actually dating right now, his ex-fiance cheated on him with his best friend. He got shot in the neck from his best friend, and he still took his ex-fiance back.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Another neck injury.
He got shot in the neck.
Another neck injury.
What is that?
And he still took her back. They were together for at least 2 years after it happened.
And then
they finally broke up after he cheated on her. So then she finally decided to leave him at that point.
And you hate her, don't you?
I have to suffer for it now. That's the bad part.
Oh, yeah. You hate her. Oh, you hate her.
What is it with the neck, though? I mean, if you're cheating in your relationship,
target point. Yes.
Walk in the door with a neck brace on, because if she finds out, that's exactly where she's going.
Obviously.
Right to the jugular.
Scissors or a gun.
Something.
Well,
man.
This dude's still taking Jennifer Wilbanks back.
Yep.
He hasn't said that the wedding's not going to happen.
He
so.
Just better watch his neck.
He's like, scissors to the hair are a lot better than the scissors to the neck.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.